It's 9:02 on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. It's the first Thursday of the month. That means it's time for Spotlight on Medicine. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. My guest this morning is Dr. Alyssa Gallego, Breast Surgical Oncology at Smilo Cancer Hospital Care Center in Greenwich, Assistant Professor of Surgery at Yale School of Medicine. And Dr. Gallego, educated at Far Eastern University, served her internship and residency at Maimonides Medical Center, Fellowship St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital Center, and again at Smilo Cancer Hospital Care Center, 77 Lafayette Place here in Greenwich. And Dr. Gallego, welcome. How are
Hi.
You? All right.
Good morning, Tony. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
All right, great. So we're talking Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we'll talk about breast cancer. What exactly is breast cancer, and how common is it?
Breast cancer is a cancer that begins in the breast. These are abnormal or malignant cells in the breast that can grow out of control. These cells can spread to other parts of the breast. 99% of breast cancer occurs in women, but men can also get breast cancer. About 1% of breast cancer is diagnosed in men.
All right. About 1 in 40 women die from breast cancer each year? Is that right?
Correct. So in the United States, we know these are statistics from the American Cancer Society. Over 300,000 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year. So when a woman receives a cancer diagnosis, 30% of the time, it is breast cancer. The risk of developing breast cancer in women is 1 in 8. So it's 13%.
Okay. So what type of doctor should a woman see, or anyone, if they have breast cancer?
Excellent question. So I think it's important to first recognize the symptoms for breast cancer. While most women are diagnosed when they get a yearly mammogram, that's the most common way to diagnose breast cancer. There are symptoms that women can look out for. The most common is feeling a lump in the breast. This is a lump or a thickening in the breast tissue or a change in the size or shape of the breast. Other symptoms of breast cancer is abnormal discharge or fluid coming from the nipple. It's especially concerning if that fluid is bloody or if someone has a new dimple in the breast or an inversion of the nipple.
Mm-hmm. Now, would those symptoms be something that shows breast cancer is far advanced or what?
No, not necessarily. I think it's important when a woman recognizes a change in her breast, she should bring it to the attention of her primary care provider or her gynecologist, and then she will most likely be referred for a mammogram, which is an x-ray of the breast as well as a breast ultrasound. And if there's an abnormality in the mammogram or ultrasound, then she'll be referred for a needle biopsy to confirm the diagnosis.
I see. Okay. So self-exam still something that women should be doing. At what age?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important in general for a woman to be familiar with her breast, to be aware of any specific changes, and if any of those changes happen, to bring it to the attention of her doctor.
All right, we're speaking with Dr. Alyssa Gallego. She is a breast surgical oncologist at Smilo Cancer Hospital Care at Center in Greenwich, and we're talking Breast Cancer Awareness Month here in October. What causes breast cancer?
We don't know what causes breast cancer, but we certainly have identified risk factors that can increase a woman's chance of getting breast cancer. We divide those risk factors into two buckets, the modifiable or the things we can change, and the non-modifiable risk factors. These are the risk factors that we can't do anything about. So if we start with the non-modifiable risk factors, the things that we can't change, certainly the first thing is age. The older we get, the higher the risk a woman has of getting breast cancer. And I think sometimes there's a myth that women should stop getting mammograms, and that's not true. So a woman, if she's active and there are no other serious medical conditions that might prevent her from getting a mammogram, one should continue to get a mammogram every year and not stop. Another risk factor is family history. So we can't change having a mother or grandmother or sister with breast cancer. Those increases someone's risk. And then the other non-modifiable risk factors are, we know that when a young woman starts menstruating earlier in life, the younger age at which a woman starts having a menstrual cycle increases risk. And the later a woman has children also increases risk. So those are the non-modifiable risk factors.
Nutritional or anything like that kinds of risks?
Right. So great question. So that takes us to the things we can do something about. And in general, these are healthy lifestyle habits and changes that can decrease the risk of getting breast cancer. And not just breast cancer, all different types of cancer, as well as improving our overall cardiovascular health. And those are avoiding tobacco, not smoking, minimizing alcohol intake, maintaining a healthy weight. So we know that women who are heavy or are obese have a higher risk of getting breast cancer. And we know that 2.5 hours of exercise, and this is 150 minutes a week of moderate level intensity exercise, can decrease risk of getting breast cancer, as well as eating a healthy diet that's plant rich, a diet rich in vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds, grains, and olive oil. Mm-hmm. The Mediterranean diet
lowers risk. Of course, doesn't eliminate it, because you do hear cases of women who are athletic and younger but still may get it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So just coming back to the importance of making sure everyone gets, women undergo breast cancer screening with that yearly mammogram and ultrasound, and breast ultrasound if they have dense breasts.
I was going to pick up on that, because you heard of dense breasts. What are dense breasts, and does that create particular challenges in trying to diagnose breast cancer?
Right. So women who are young have dense breasts. Breast density changes over time. And this is more of a finding that we see on a mammogram. So when we look at an x-ray of the breast, the mammogram, there's breast tissue, these are the milk-producing parts of the breast, and there's fat. And breast density refers to a breast that has a more whitish appearance. And breast cancer also appears white on a mammogram. And so women who have dense breasts, it's more difficult to identify cancer in that dense breast. So very important that if a woman has dense breasts, she has supplemental screening in the form of a breast ultrasound with her mammogram.
Mm-hmm. So that would be something just will the doctors say you have dense breasts, or how is that defined? Is there a definition for it?
So typically it's a finding on a mammogram, and you can see it on the mammogram report. So mm-hmm. if it says that you have dense breasts, and it's actually a federal mandate that if someone has dense breasts, when you receive your mammogram report, it tells you on the actual report.
Okay. We're speaking with Dr. Alyssa Gallego, and she is a breast surgeon, assistant professor of surgery at Yale School of Medicine, and cares for patients at the Smilow Cancer Hospital Care Center in Greenwich. And this is Spotlight of Medicine, as we highlight October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Want an easy way to find a great doctor? Got a health issue you'd like to research? Looking for ways to be healthier and better informed about personal wellness? You'll find all this and more at the Greenwich Hospital website, www.greenhosp.org. This richly detailed website is loaded with valuable information. You'll find everything from directions and visiting hours to details about all the medical services and staff physicians, including doctors' credentials and office locations. You'll also find listings of community healthcare events, support groups, and much, much more. Whether you're planning a hospital visit or just want to be a more informed healthcare consumer, the place to start is Greenwich Hospital's website. Find it at www.greenhosp.org. That's www.greenhosp.org. Check it out today and get wise about health.
It is 9:11 on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. It's the first Thursday of the month. That means it's time for a Spotlight on Medicine. Breast Cancer Awareness Month is October. Dr. Alyssa Gallego is the guest this morning. She's a breast surgeon at Greenwich Hospital. We were talking about diagnosing breast cancer, mammograms, and so forth. Then we get into treatment. Diagnose of breast cancer. How is breast cancer treated?
So it depends on the type of breast cancer that a woman is diagnosed with. Most breast cancers begin in the milk ducts. These are the small, tiny tubes that carry the milk from the inside of the breast to the nipple. And when breast cancer is caught early, typically that breast cancer is still confined in the milk ducts. This is called stage zero breast cancer, also known as DCIS. And if the DCIS is limited to if it's in a limited area, then a woman can have a lumpectomy, which is a procedure of taking just that part of the breast out. And sometimes she may need radiation after. If the breast cells come out of the milk duct, that then that becomes an invasive breast cancer. Then it becomes a higher stage, either stage one or stage two. And then it depends on the type of breast cancer in terms of what treatment that woman will get. So there are many actually different types of breast cancer.
Okay, so you have removal of tumors and removal of breasts, right? And getting to more radical surgeries, right?
Correct. So surgery is just one modality for the treatment of breast cancer. Oftentimes, that's just one part of a woman's treatment. Sometimes a woman will also need radiation to improve local control. This is decreasing the chance of it coming back somewhere in the breast area or the lymph nodes. And then sometimes a woman will also need oral medication. Some women will also need chemotherapy or immunotherapy.
I mean, can ask a very layman's and a male question, but you're talking about milk ducts. Is it possible to transmit that to a baby who might be breastfeeding?
No.
Okay. So that's a relief there. Okay. Now we've talked about testing and things like that, but when should people start testing for breast cancer?
Yeah. I think it's important to evaluate each individual woman's risk for developing breast cancer. And so when that risk is evaluated, if a woman is of average risk, she doesn't have a strong family history of breast cancer, or there are no other risk factors that put her at a higher risk. So an average woman should start undergoing breast cancer screening at the age of 40, and she should have screening or that mammogram annually, every single year. If she's higher risk, so these are women who carry a gene mutation for breast cancer, it's called the BRCA or the BRCA gene, or a woman who's had radiation to her chest, or a woman who's had an abnormal needle biopsy that showed abnormal cells. These are women who may need to start earlier or also get an MRI of the breast once a year. And then lastly, if a woman has a first-degree relative, that's a mother or sister who's had breast cancer, then she should start 10 years before the age of her mother or sister's diagnosis. Hmm. So, for example, if a woman has a mother who had breast cancer at 45, she should start at 35 instead of 40. So it's 10 years before the age of diagnosis of the first-degree relative.
I see. Talking about the BRCA gene, you know, I've had cases of preemptive removal of breasts, right, from young girls. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, correct. So the question is about the BRCA gene. So the BRCA gene is a DNA repair gene that all of us have. And when someone carries a mutation of that gene doesn't work. And that predisposes them to a higher chance of developing breast cancer. While some women can undergo increased surveillance, this is a mammogram alternating with an MRI every year, some patients also opt for something called prophylactic surgery, which is removal of the breasts that don't have cancer to decrease their chance of developing cancer. So it is done for women who carry this gene or those who have a very strong family history.
I mean, removal of the breast, you said decreases. Doesn't it eliminate the chance?
It doesn't. It decreases the risk to less than 5%.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Okay. So it doesn't eliminate it. All right. Now, what about missing the name here. It's like a cross-section, taking a cross-section of the breast. Is that kind of a test? What is that?
A mammogram is an X-ray of the breast that looks at a view of the breast. It's 3D, so it takes multiple images of the breast and does a 3D reconstruction. And then the MRI also will look at the breasts in a different way. It's a functional study of the breast, but we have various modalities to look at the breast. But mammogram remains the gold standard.
And does it have any deleterious or bad impacts on the woman or the person getting the test?
No, there's a minute amount of radiation when someone gets a mammogram, but it's minute. And, you know, we have to, the point of the mammogram is to diagnose a small early cancer that's curable and treatable.
Right. And let's talk about if it's not treated in a timely manner, what happens?
Right. So if breast cancer is not treated in a timely manner, it can continue to grow. It can spread to other parts of the body and can become dangerous.
Yeah, and deadly. Mm-hmm. What about you hear cases of women diagnosed with breast cancer, have surgery or treatment for it, and they're okay, but then the breast cancer comes back. What's happening in those cases?
So That's called a recurrence. So if a woman has breast cancer and has received treatment for breast cancer, unfortunately, sometimes a woman can experience a recurrence. Some recurrences appear in the area of the breast, and those recurrences can still be treated and are still curable. But if breast cancer returns in a different part of the body, then it's no longer curable, but still very treated.
I see. Because to me, that's the scary part of it, because I had an aunt that, same thing, it comes back with a vengeance, and you hear about cases like that. Why does that happen?
It's unusual. It's rare. But when it does happen, the treatment for recurrent breast cancer is excellent. And so we can have patients who have a breast cancer recurrence who can still live a long time with good treatment.
Mm-hmm. What advances have taken place in the treatment of breast cancer? We've talked a lot about the diagnosis of it, which is a great step toward preventing it. What about the treatment?
I think there are big changes in surgery and radiation. I think when medical oncologists, these are the doctors who treat cancer with medicine, I think one of the greatest advances is immunotherapy. So these are medications that help the immune system kill cancer cells.
I see. That's the biggest thing. What about from your breast surgeon, from a surgical standpoint?
I think from a surgical standpoint, we definitely have really great reconstruction techniques that a plastic surgeon is involved in. So when a woman undergoes a mastectomy, a plastic surgeon is involved to rebuild the shape of the breast. And so I think there are great advances in the reconstruction following mastectomy.
Mm-hmm. Is breast cancer on the rise? Has it changed over years?
It is. Unfortunately, in the early 2000s, the incidence or the number of women getting diagnosed with breast cancer was going down. But unfortunately, in the last several years, the incidence of breast cancer is going up. The incidence of breast cancer is increasing by 0.6% per year.
Any reasons?
We don't know why it's going up. We do know that there's a relationship between breast cancer and obesity. And so obesity rates are going up. And as I said before, a woman who's obese has a higher chance of getting breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. Aging population?
Yes.
That mm-hmm. play a factor also?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Environmental factors maybe?
Yeah, certainly there are environmental factors that are still under investigation. And these are certainly areas of future research that really has to be done to know which environmental factors or which chemicals or things we're exposed to can lead to breast cancer.
All right, great. So we're speaking with Dr. Alyssa Gallego, breast surgeon, Greenwich Hospital, and also at the Smilo Cancer Hospital Care Center in Greenwich. They're located at 77 Lafayette Place, Suite 302 in Greenwich. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We'll take one more break, come back with more after this.
You make lots of important decisions for your family, but when it comes to health care, there's nothing more important than the doctors that you choose. So how do you make the right decision? Here's a tip. Check out the doctor's credentials and make sure they're from respected medical schools. And here's another tip. Look for a doctor who's affiliated with a truly fine hospital, like Greenwich Hospital. Greenwich Hospital is consistently rated in the top 1% nationwide for patient satisfaction. It has a broad array of specialties, from excellent women's services and breast care to pediatrics, orthopedics, extensive cancer care, and much more. Greenwich Hospital physicians meet the highest standards for healthcare excellence. For a referral to a Greenwich Hospital physician, call 203-863-3627. That's 203-863-3627. Greenwich Hospital, for the quality care you and your family deserve.
Nine 21 on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. This is Spotlight on Medicine for about another 10 minutes, and then we're going to turn things over to the America's First News, 10 o'clock at Sportsline America, and then at 11 o'clock this morning, it is the Debbie Nigro Show. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month here in October, and my guest is breast surgeon at Greenwich Hospital, Dr. Alyssa Gallego. We talked earlier about men getting breast cancer, and men can get breast cancer, right, Dr. Gallego?
Yes, almost 3,000 women, 3,000 men in the United States will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year. So men can also get breast cancer. And sometimes that presents as a lump or a change in the appearance of the nipple or a rash on the nipple.
And I guess that could be more dangerous for men, right? Because they don't maybe men don't think that they would get breast cancer, right? So they're not on the lookout for it and maybe not do self-exams, that kind of thing, right?
Correct. Yeah. So I think it's important to realize that men can also get breast cancer.
Okay. And anything as far as diagnosis for men or risk factors, is it the same as women, genetics and lifestyle, that kind of thing?
Yeah, same. It's a family history, a strong family history of breast cancer. It's if there's a strong family history of cancer, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, patients should get genetic testing or be referred to a genetic specialist to see if they carry a gene mutation that might increase their risk of getting breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, does breast cancer have an effect on fertility?
No. So the breast cancer doesn't have an effect on fertility, but some of the treatments for breast cancer, such as chemotherapy, does have an effect on fertility.
Now, we've done shows with fertility where there may be, for example, women who would like to, maybe they freeze their embryos, that type of stuff, if they're undergoing this kind of surgery. So that's what you're kind of talking about, right?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So we have patients, if a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer and she wants to have more children or have children, if she doesn't have children, we work closely with Greenwich Fertility to help that woman be able to have children in the future after she has treatment.
Does menopause have an impact, or is there a higher cause or causality with breast cancer?
We know that as we age, the older we get, the higher the risk of getting breast cancer.
So it's just a general thing, not that
correct.
Menopause might cause breast cancer.
Correct. No.
Okay. So what resources are in place at the Smilo Cancer Hospital Care Center to treat breast cancer patients?
So the Smilo Cancer Hospital, we have multiple sites all over the state. Here locally in Greenwich, we have the breast center who can do a mammogram and an ultrasound very expeditiously. We can expedite if someone feels a lump or if a doctor has a patient who has an abnormality. We can certainly do that biopsy as soon as we can. And then one can see a provider in multiple sites through Smilo throughout the state.
I see. Okay. Do you work just in Greenwich or are you up in New Haven or what?
I work primarily in Greenwich, but I'm part of the New Haven Health System, the Yale New Haven Health System.
Now, Greenwich is known as an aging community. So have you seen an uptick in the number of surgeries that you've had to do or cases of breast cancer?
Certainly, yeah. We stay busy, unfortunately. And so because it is the most common cancer diagnosed in women, you know, we have patients who are very young and we have patients who are older.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you see on the horizon as far as treatment of breast cancer?
I think that with breast cancer, we continue to make sure that all patients who are diagnosed are really seen within a multidisciplinary team. So it's not just myself, the surgeon. We have a team at Smilo that includes the medical oncologist, the radiation oncologist, the pathologist, the radiologist. So when someone is diagnosed with cancer or breast cancer, it's a team of doctors and specialists who will make this patient the center of the care and make sure that this patient gets the best care possible.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been involved in the field?
I've been in practice for 15 years. I've been at Greenwich for the last 7.
Have you seen, you mentioned that the incidents have gone up. How about the mortality rate? Has that changed over time?
It's gone down. So thankfully, even though the incidence of breast cancer is going up, the risk of dying from breast cancer, this is death from breast cancer, the mortality of breast cancer, the mortality rates are going down.
Okay.
And so now we have in the United States over 4 million breast cancer survivors in the country.
All right. And that's and you say it with a smile on your face. That's because of better treatment, but better prevention and more awareness, right?
Correct.
And that's what we're all about, right, is for October, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So give us a final message for women and actually all people out there about breast cancer and prevention of it.
Right. So continue to get your mammograms every year with ultrasound if you're dense. Certainly maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Stay physically fit, physically active as much as you can as you age. Really, really important.
Fantastic. Dr. Alyssa Gallego has been my guest. How can people reach you at the Smilow Cancer Hospital Care Center?
They can just look us up on the internet and they'll find our phone number, 203-863-4250.
Fantastic. Dr. Gallego, you said it's been like 3 or 4 years since last time you were here?
Yes.
Can't believe it. All right, well, don't make yourself a stranger. Come back sooner.
Thank you, Tony.
Take care. That's Dr. Alyssa Gallego, breast surgeon, Greenwich Hospital. Another edition of Spotlight of Medicine here on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. It's the first Thursday of each month. Stay tuned. We've got America's first news coming up at through 10 o'clock, and then it's Sportsline America at 10, Debbie Nigro at 11, and Darby and Friends at 12:30 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.